The following was originally published in the March 2024 edition of the Catholic Commons, a Catholic conscience newsletter.
In Good Conscience, an Unlikely Patron. In September 1983, a 44-year-old Soviet missile command officer was at his post, monitoring a newly installed ballistic missile warning system in a secret bunker, in the very depths of the Cold War, only 3 weeks earlier, at the same time that it was stridently protesting the new Star Wars anti-missile system being deployed by the United States. The Soviet Union had unapologetically shot a straying Korean Airlines 747 out of the sky, killing its entire crew and all 246 of its passengers. Just after midnight, the new warning system began to light up, reporting multiple ballistic missile launches originating from the United States and advising the officer to initiate a retaliatory nuclear strike. After watching his warning lights, with both the system itself and other officers in the command post shouting at him for nearly 5 minutes to initiate a retaliatory launch, acting partly on a knowledge of the system itself, partly on an understanding of predicted patterns of nuclear war, and partly on a gut hunch, the officer, Lieutenant Colonel Stanislav Petrov, chose instead to report to his superiors that the system had malfunctioned. Providentially, his superiors accepted his assessment. A six-month investigation, which included intensive interrogation of Colonel Petrov, determined that the system's satellites had picked up reflections of the setting sun on the tops of clouds, and that the system's analytical program had erroneously evaluated them as missile launch signatures. Petrov reported that it was not an easy decision to make. I thought the chances were 50-50 that the warnings were real, he told Time magazine after the Cold War had ended. But I didn't want to be the one responsible for starting a third world war. We can all be thankful that an officially atheist country produced a missile command officer who was not only calm and reflective under pressure, but cared strongly enough about right and humanity to make a monstrously difficult decision, a decision that came with a significant price for him. Following his intensive interrogation, and apparently in order to deflect embarrassment from his superiors, Colonel Petrov was reassigned to less critical duties. He took early retirement, suffered a nervous breakdown, and lived thereafter a humble and relatively obscure life. We can all be grateful that God chose to put him in command of that bunker on that night, and to inspire his gut decision. Aside from obvious implications for the sanctity of life and creation, about peace and the common good, the incident raises other points for reflection. What does the principle of subsidiarity have to say about the fact that the Soviet command structure left a single 44-year-old mid-level officer alone as a critical link in a command chain having potentially catastrophic responsibilities? It also begs questions about the use of robots to make decisions concerning entire populations of human beings. It has recently been reported that several countries, including the United States and Israel, are using artificial intelligence, AI, software to control target selection and battlefield deployments, and to make firing decisions. We will consider in future issues what the Church has to say about the wisdom of unleashing fully automated killing machines with full, unsupervised authority to make life or death decisions about the slaughter of human beings, or indeed about shooting people at all. In the meantime, let's pause to pray for Lieutenant Colonel Petrov, who is reported to have died in 2017. What might have happened if another, less balanced officer had been assigned to Petrov's chair that morning? Would they have chosen a similar sacrifice? A dogmatically atheist missile defense command seems an unlikely place to look for a patron saint for artificial intelligence. But let us not boast that we have God, and Mr. Petrov had not. Christians have existed in Russia for many centuries, regardless of the philosophies of its rulers. Even if Mr. Petrov did decline to believe in God, let us recall that God can raise up children to Abraham from stones, Matthew 3:9, and that Christ, who humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross, was greatly exalted by God, who bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2, 3-11.
You have been listening to an original article published by Catholic Conscience, a registered nonprofit organization dedicated to civic evangelization, promoting nonpartisan Catholic civic and political leadership and values. To learn more about or to donate to Catholic Conscience, please visit CatholicConscience.org.
Thank you.